Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A popular free music festival is coming to our capital city again in a couple of weeks, bringing with it, of course, a welcome economic boost to downtown businesses. Jay Matheson is owner of the Jam Room Recording Studio in Columbia and the organizer for the Jam Room Music Festival. Jay, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Mike.
What year are we in right now for this festival?
We had a couple years off because of COVID, but the very first year was 2012, so I think this is actually 10.
Give us the details, when and where.
Okay, well, this is October 26th, and it's downtown Columbia. We're basically on the corner of Hampton Street and Main Street. So one stage is in front of the Museum of Art on Hampton Street, and the other is in front of the Sheridan there on Main. So it's an L-shaped footprint. It starts at 12 o'clock and ends at 10 o'clock.
So who are the headliners this year, Jay?
Well, we kind of have a co-headlining situation. We have two really big bands. The first one I'll say is Real Estate, light jangly pop music, and they're a very big band. The other headliner is Of Montreal. We've been trying to get these guys for a long time, and they fit a little more in the indie rock genre. Both bands have very big followings, Of Montreal being an older band of the two. And there's another band that's actually a very big band, and it's more on the kind of metal hardcore sort of thing, so it's very opposite. It's called Today is the Day, and that's going to be a big draw for people into edgier, more heavy music.
Any local South Carolina groups?
Yes, there's two of interest that I'm very familiar with. One is Moses Andrews. He starts earlier in the day. His music is pop, soul, gospel. He's got a large band. He'll have horns and such like that. He records here at the studio, but I have not actually seen his band live, so I think a lot of people will come out to see him. There's another, more of an indie rock band called Mids, and a lot of the more popular local musicians people might be familiar with play in that band, and they're definitely a little bit louder indie rock.
And being that this is the 10th year, I'm just going to guess that the city is happy with this festival and the economic impact it is bringing to the downtown business community?
Yes, the city is so happy that they funded us better than ever before, and that's why we were able to afford the extra headliner. We had one headliner booked, and when we found out how much hospitality tax money they were going to be able to provide for us this year, we were able to afford another more expensive, you know, national act. And this is our biggest budget festival so far, mostly due to the funding from the city and the county as well.
All right, now talk about the challenges in organizing and managing, setting up this particular type of festival.
Well, you know, there's always the thing of booking the bands and having the money in hand to pay them. Booking bands is very difficult, more difficult than one might imagine. Of course, a lot of the logistics keep changing every year. You know, you have to have police and fire marshals there and things of that nature. And then you have all the production, everything from Port-a-Johns to you name it has to be dealt with. And a big thing is insurances and alcohol permits.
Well, walk us through that particularly more difficult than we would think task of booking a band. What is involved with that?
First of all, these bands charge what's called festival pricing. So if a band would play a club or something for $4,000, their festival price might be $10,000. Then another thing is your festival is booked on a specific date. And then what's the chance that the band that you want is going to be available in your area at that date is very close to zero. So you have to look around and find out what bands are actually available in your price range and will be in the general area at that date. And sometimes you actually get bands that are not on tour to play and they do fly-in. Then they have to buy plane tickets. And you have to rent local equipment for them to play. And bands that people think that we could afford are liable to be $100,000 bands and such, and they're just out of our price range.
And so, in other words, I'm getting the picture here then that bands that many of us have probably never heard of are making a comfortable living.
Oh, yeah. Some of these bands are touring, and bands that headline, say, for us are, you know, in the $10,000 to $20,000 range. You know, there are larger festivals such as St. Pat's that has more funding, and they can afford bands in a slightly higher bracket, you know.
Well, Jay, as always, thank you so much for your time today. We look forward to this year's festival.
Well, thanks a lot for having me on the radio and to talk about it.
Jay Matheson is owner of the Jam Room Recording Studio in Columbia and the organizer for the Jam Room Music Festival coming to downtown Columbia on October 26th. We will have a link to the festival posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.